It's of a brisk young butcher, as I have heard them say. He started out of London town all on a certain day. Says he, a frolic I will have my fortune for to try. I will go into Leicestershire some cattle for to buy. When he arrived at Leicester town, he came into an inn. He called for an ostler, and boldly he walked in. He'd called for liquors of the best he'd been a robin blade, and quickly fixed his eyes upon the lovely chambermaid. When she took up a candle to light him up to bed, and when she came into the room, these words to her he said: "One sovereign I will give to you all to enjoy your charms." And this fair maid all night did sleep all in the butcher's arms. 'Twas early the next morning he prepared to go away. The landlord said, "Your reckoning, sir, you have forgot to pay." "Oh no," the butcher did reply, "pray do not think it strange. One sovereign I gave your maid, and I haven't got the change." They straightway called the chambermaid and charged her with the same. The golden sovereign she laid down for fear she'd get the blame. The butcher, he then went home well pleased with what was past. But soon this pretty chambermaid grew thick about the waist. 'Twas in a twelvemonth after he came to town again, and then as he had done before, he stopped at that same inn. 'Twas then the buxom chambermaid she chanced him for to see. She bought a babe just 3 months old and placed him on his knee. The butcher sat like one amazed, and at the child did stare. But when the joke he did find out, how he did stamp and swear. She said, "Kind sir, it is your own, pray do not think it strange. One sovereign you gave to me, and here I've brought your change. So come all you brisk and lively blades, I pray be ruled by me. Look well into your bargains before your money pay, or soon perhaps your folly will give you cause to range. If ever you sport with pretty maids, you're sure to get your change."